And joining us once again from Lancaster Bible College, Operations Manager Ariella Hoover, also known as Ellie, also known as Annie's twin sister. Good morning again, Ellie.
Good morning.
Good morning to two of my favorite people.
Thank you so much. It's so great to have you on the radio, and it's so fun to hear about singing in the rain and, man, the challenges you guys have overcome. Any great stories about while you guys have been rehearsing or what you've been doing to get ready for your show coming up in March?
Yeah, well, one of the things I would like to share is just I really like the song Good Morning from the show. And so I think my favorite thing was in rehearsal when they were working through the choreography with it and the first time that they tipped the couch. It just makes you feel like, you know what, the show's going to happen. It's going to go on and it's going to be great because they can tip the couch well, you know, and it's so silly, but it's just such a fun moment during such a fun song. So I think that's what I would share is one of my favorite parts of rehearsal so far.
That's cool. I understand you have actual rain, too.
Well, yes, we do. I've gone back and forth with whether we should share it or leave it a secret or a surprise, but hey, it's going to be fun. We're going to have actual rain on stage, so we're excited about it. We're very excited.
We won't tell anyone. Now, I know our friend Rob Bigley is in charge of the show, and I know you guys have a great team there. How many folks are involved? How many students in bringing this show to the folks who are going to be attending?
Yeah, so we have 27 of the students are on stage as acting, and then we have probably about 45 students in total with behind the scenes as well, and, you know, running lights and sound and that. So about 45 students, and then Rob and I are producing it, and then we have some guest director and choreographer as well, so we're really happy to have them on board as well. And yeah, it's just been really fun to collaborate with everybody. It's been just such a fun time with that.
So it's happening the first two weekends in March. How can folks get tickets? How can they find out about live streaming?
Yeah, thanks for asking. So they can get tickets at lbc.edu/events, and it's March 5th and 6th and the 11th through 13th. And the following weekend is your streaming weekend. So
now, how cool or weird is it that you and Annie did this exact same show 10 years ago together?
It is so fun.
So fun.
It is so cool. Honestly, it was probably one of the best shows and most fun shows I've ever been a part of, and I've been in lots of shows over the years. It's just such a fun era in the 1920s, and the dance choreography is really fun. So we're really excited to revisit it. I can't believe it's been a decade already, but it was fun to be in it, and now it's fun to be on the production team. Funny how life happens sometimes.
Oh, yeah. Lancaster Bible College is doing Singing in the Rain. It's the first two weekends in March. You can find out all the details online, lbc.edu/events. Ellie, it's been so fun having you on the radio, and we just love having you on your...
So fun.
Of course, you're welcome anytime you want to be on with us. Before you leave, though, we'd love for you to set up the song that we're going to play for you from some of your performers.
Yeah, absolutely. So I mentioned the song Good Morning earlier. And so we have a little treat for our, you know, your audience today, because we have three of our leads that are going to be singing it today. And we have the lovely Kendra Bigley, who has been our rehearsal accompanist and will also be playing piano in the pit, who is accompanying them. And it's just such a fun song and a great way to start your morning. And so they were very excited to be able to put that together today for everybody. So hopefully you enjoy.
Oh, I think they will. And so we'll say goodbye to you, and then we'll let them take it away. Have a great rest of your day,
Ellie.
Thank you. You too. Have a great day. Thank you so much.